Tomorrow marks the end of the 2025 to 2026 school year for Santee School District students. It's a minimum day, which means families are preparing for summer routines. The district completed re-enrollment for next year back in April, so administrative logistics are largely settled.
Grossmont Union High School District, which includes Santana High and El Capitan High, finished their year on June 3rd with graduations over that first weekend of June. These schools are already deep into summer break and preparing for the state-mandated 8:30 a.m. minimum start time that continues next year.
That later start time reflects growing research about adolescent sleep patterns and academic performance. High schoolers naturally stay up later and wake up later, so pushing start times back aligns school schedules with biological reality.
The Santee Teen Center is bridging this transition with an ice cream social today for students and early opening tomorrow before officially launching summer programming on Friday. These supervised activities provide structure during the transition from school year to summer break.
Summer programming becomes more important as both parents often work full-time. The Teen Center provides a safe space for adolescents who are too old for traditional summer camps but not yet ready for complete independence.
Now let's shift to sports. Fernando Tatis Jr. provided exactly the kind of moment Padres fans have been waiting for, a walk-off solo home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs to beat the Reds 5-4 at Petco Park.
The mechanics tell the story. 106.3 miles per hour exit velocity, 18-degree launch angle, traveling 360 feet to left field off Reds closer Chase Petty. That's Tatis' second homer of 2026, both coming within the last 11 games, as he appears to be finding his power stroke.
But context matters here. This was the Padres' first series win since May 22 to 24 against Oakland, and just their fourth win in their last 16 games. At 35-32, they're third in the NL West, 8 games behind the Dodgers.
The eighth-inning rally that set up Tatis' heroics involved Gavin Sheets and Samad Taylor, each driving in runs to tie the game at 4-4. Manny Machado had doubled home the first run in the opening inning off Brady Singer.
Attendance was 37,393, which suggests fans are still showing up despite the team's struggles. Thursday brings the Atlanta Braves to town for Bark at the Park number 3, one of those family-friendly promotions that helps maintain fan engagement during challenging stretches.
Michael King was the starting pitcher for San Diego, part of a rotation that's been inconsistent this season. The Padres need more than dramatic walk-offs. They need sustained pitching performance to climb back into contention.
Here's our what-if-we're-wrong question. Everyone assumes this walk-off moment will spark a turnaround for the Padres. What if it doesn't?
That's a fair challenge. One dramatic hit doesn't fix underlying problems. The Padres have struggled with consistency all season, both hitting and pitching. A single walk-off home run, no matter how spectacular, doesn't address those systemic issues.
If we're wrong about this being a turning point, we'd expect to see the team continue struggling against quality pitching. The Braves have a strong rotation, so the next few games could reveal whether this moment has genuine momentum or if it's just an isolated highlight.
The key indicator would be offensive production over the next 2 weeks. If Tatis continues hitting but the rest of the lineup remains inconsistent, this becomes an individual achievement rather than team catalyst.
Watch for whether other hitters feed off Tatis's energy. If Machado, Bogaerts, and Cronenworth start producing more consistently, that suggests genuine momentum. If they don't, this walk-off becomes just a great memory in a disappointing season.
The real test is how they perform against playoff contenders. The Braves are exactly that kind of test. Strong pitching, disciplined hitting, good defense. If San Diego can win this upcoming series, then maybe we're seeing a genuine turnaround.